Haven't, oh, well, okay, next time?
Bring it with you next time.
I think that you're going to need for your case, sir.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
Case number 10,691, Kim Swan, east of Route 1, north of Admiral Road, being lot 14 within Tower Shores Development, a variance from the minimum lot requirement for multifamily units.
Name and address.
Kim Swan, 8 Springbrook Lane, Newark, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Good evening, gentlemen. For the record, my name is Jim Fuqua, attorney in Georgetown. I'm representing the applicant, Kim Swan. I think I speak on behalf of everybody here when I say that we learned more tonight about dog daycare than any of us care to know.
That's a fair
assumption. Thank you.
That being said, this is an application for variance from the square footage requirement for a duplex building. Mr. Swan seated behind me here. Mr. Swan's parents purchased this lot, which is lot 14, on Admiral Road in Tower Shores back in 1960. They actually constructed a home there on that lot shortly thereafter. Mr. Swan has a neat picture of the area showing the house. There was only about three houses there that was taken after the 62 storm, and it actually survived the 62 storm. It's the same house. It's still there. Mr. Swan's parents since have passed away and left the property in their estate to Mr. Swan and his six brothers and sisters. What's being proposed is to build a duplex on the lot. Per the zoning code, a duplex requires 3,630 square feet per unit. So a two-unit duplex would require 7,260 square feet. Lot 14 is a standard lot in Tower Shores. It's 60 by 100 or 6,000 square feet. And that results in our request for a variance of 1,260 square feet to permit the duplex. The duplex also requires conditional use approval, and that application has been filed with the county, and we're waiting for a hearing with the Planning and Zoning Commission and the County Council. That's not been scheduled yet. In support of our application, I submitted copies of the tax map, which I assume has been handed down to you. And I actually obtained that tax map from Mr. Lank, the Planning and Zoning Director. It's an exhibit that they have on file in the office. And if you look on that exhibit, you'll see on the one side, Route 1, toward the bottom, you'll see Admiral Road. And you can see the nature of the area at the corner of Route 1 and Admiral Road at Zone B1. And there was a conditional use that was granted there for multifamily units. And then as you can see, if you go down Admiral Road, there's numerous conditional uses for condominiums and duplexes. All the lot sizes in there are the same size as the Mr. Swan's lot, 60 by 100. So on a lot of those duplexes, variances would have had to been granted. There is a duplex located adjacent to Mr. Swan's lot on the east side. And then across Admiral Road from the site, there are four duplexes located on the closest four lots there. Similar development like that, multi-family structures, duplexes, condominiums, have occurred throughout Tower Shores. And as a result, duplexes and condos not only exist in this area, but are probably the majority of the structures that are located in Tower Shores. So over the past 25 years, through numerous conditional uses and variants, there's been a precedent set for the type of development that's established throughout Tower Shores. Mr. Swan did meet with representatives of the Tower Shores HOA board. Basically, as I understand it, I believe there's representatives here, but as I understand it, the board does not object to the duplex. The construction, of course, would be subject to design and time conditions that the association has in their rules. And the duplex will meet all setback requirements. So in summary, there are unique circumstances and conditions. There's a long history and precedent for variances for this type of development on similar size lots in Tower Shores. A duplex cannot be placed on this lot without the variance. And the facts of that request are basically the same facts as have been presented on similar applications. The need was not created by the applicant. This is the original size lot. It hasn't been reduced. It's 6,000 square feet. As I said, it was purchased by Mr. Swan's parents in 1960. And most, if not all, the duplexes and condo development, well, let me take that back. Basically, all the duplex and condo development that has occurred in Tower Shores has occurred since Mr. Swan's parents purchased their property, since I've seen the picture now. The requested variance and the duplex will not alter the essential character of the area. In fact, when I drove down there and looked at it, the Swan's lot has this old cottage on it, which is built right on the ground. Everything else, as you know, through floodplain requirements, are basically a floor off the ground. It actually is very, it's out of character, actually, with the area. So actually, the variance will permit the lot to be developed in conformity with how the area has developed. And the 1,260 square feet variance is the minimum that is required in order to place a duplex on the property. So that basically is our application and for requesting this variance. And as I said, we still will have to appear before the Planning and Zoning Commission and the Council for the conditional use request.
Okay.
I'd be happy to answer any questions you have.
Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Edson?
No.
Mr. Mills? Hearing no questions? Okay. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one. Thank you. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Yeah, can I just ask one question?
Sure.
Mr. Fuquay, do you have a date for your P&Z hearing?
No, but
the application's in.
Yeah, it's been filed, and as you know, the time is really shortened up, and it's going to probably be November, I would think.
Typically, the cases come here after having been to P&Z first. Was that intentional, or is, I guess it doesn't make any difference?
I just filed them both at the same time, and I would suggest if it's approved, it be conditioned on the conditional use being approved.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 10691. I don't think it altered the central character of the neighborhood. That entire area of Tower Shores is mostly the duplexes, very few single-family units there. It will fit in and be harmonious with the neighborhood.
Okay. And that be with the conditional, how was that, Mr. Burrell?
Well, it really doesn't need to be.
I
mean, you can do it either way, but they can't do it if the county council doesn't approve it anyway.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,691. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved.
Thank you, John.